It's the Indigo Girls on GLR from their brand new album Swamp Ophelia. That was The Train Revised. They're in our basement studio today. Quite sobering lyrics, because it's one of those songs that drives along, but if you listen to the lyrics too carefully, it kind of stops you in your tracks, doesn't it? what inspired you?
Well, I went to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. and was just inspired to write a song. I had spent a lot of time in college studying the Holocaust, and then the museum and the train imagery. I knew a song by Woody Guthrie called This Train, so I used the chorus of that song and revised it, and used it for the Holocaust song.
You also are moving into the acting field, rather unexpectedly.
Yeah, for so us too.
Tell us about that. I mean, I know you've flew over to Los Angeles for the movie Boys on the Side with Whoopi Goldberg and Drew Barrymore. So, what parts do you play?
Oh, we play the bar band, actually. We play the bar band. We're supposed to be friends of Whoopi's, and so we sing some songs with her on stage, and then we sort of hang out in the periphery in the other scenes and pretend like we're reacting. But mostly we just played ourselves.
So what, do you ham it up in the background and try and steal the scenes then?
No,
no, we didn't do that. Everybody else was doing that, though. All those other actors and actresses.
You're going to play live for us again. What would you like to do?
We're going to do a song called The Wood Song.
It's another one of Emily's songs.
Try to warm up my voice.
Hopefully we can sing this one.
It's a little early.
All right.
Don't worry, listen, just before we go into it, I want to say to people that we have our winners for our Indigo Girls competition tonight. Thanks for all your calls. The phones are still going bananas. There's obviously lots of people that know that the album that featured members of REM and Hothouse Flowers was indeed called The Indigo Girls. It was your first one, I think, for Epic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Well, shall we have a song then?
Okay, sure. Here we go.
The Wood Song.